Blog Talk Radio.
Ilanga lishonile, bafana masibuye, inkomo zobaba.
Grand rising. Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, ladies and gentlemen, for a special Friday edition of Grand Rising with Shabaka and the Jades. I'm your host, Shabaka Sankore, joined by Brother Jay and Kuma and Lady Jay for Grand Rising. I'm coming to you from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is the current issues of the day. You know, have your coffee with us, you know, kick it with us here for a minute. Let everybody know that we're on. Spread our link, you know, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced over the Facebook, spread it over the Tweety Bird and what have you. And please call in at 516-418-5996. Okay, in our Denver studios, you know, they should have the chat room open as well, too, for all our well wishers. And then for those who don't like us, you know, please put your hate mail in there, and we'll be more than happy to read it. Grand Raz and Brother Jay from Sin City. So how's the Mile High Income City doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing good. It's going to be a beautiful Mile High, beautiful morning and day. It's supposed to be in the 60s today.
Okay. And here we're still getting wind off the coast of California. We had some high winds yesterday. You know, it got up to 74 degrees, so that they're just letting you know as we approach the vernal equinox, or the first day of spring, is going to get warmer after that. And then when we approach the summer solstice, which is the first day of summer, is going to be, you know, as usual, you know, 110 and what have you, you know.
It's going to be 120. At this rate, it's going to be 120, 130 degrees.
Okay, we'll see 130 degrees if that there happens, man, then everything shuts down, you know, the power grids, everything. You're not going to be able to, hello, am I still here in the studio?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, you're just not going to be able to do nothing.
Well, we have Lady Che on the StreamYard. Lady Che is listening on the StreamYard.
Okay, and then we have
We got Deacon and Twin on the StreamYard.
Oh, okay, yeah, Grand Rise to them, and then we're having technical difficulties here with our studio here in Las Vegas that I'm going to be trying to get resolved for today. Okay, so, you know, in the news, you know, the dump, as in human shit.
Well, can you see the description, or do you want me to read the description, Rebecca?
Go ahead, read the description, Brother Chase. Yeah, it's because all my... internet services are down. Yeah, please read the description.
So Grand Risers, thank y'all for tuning in to Grand Risers with Shabaka and the Chase. I am Chay Nkrumah, co-host and co-executive producer of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I am joined with Lady Chay, who's on the StreamYard, who's also our co-host and co-executive producer, and Shabaka Sankore, who is the co-host and co-executive producer. That's Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and this is Season 8, Episode 14 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. On this Season 8, Episode 13, we'll be having an open mic discussion on these crazy political times in 2024. The black vote is for sale to the highest bidder, and both main parties are vying for our votes in November 2024. So if you want the black vote, specifically the black male vote, you will have to do or provide us something tangible for our votes. Otherwise, it's the couch, 2024. Black family, we need to send a clear message to the Democratic Party. They need to stop taking black votes for granted. We are practicing quid pro quo, and if I give you my vote, I want something in return. And that is, one, lineage-based direct cash payments for foundational black Americans, descendants of American chattel slavery, freedmen, to hell with an apology. Two, anti-black hate crime bill and legislation, similar to what you gave the AIDS at the start of the scandemic plan. Then we want Number three, end qualified immunity for police officers, a.k.a. race soldiers, nationwide.
Right.
We can no longer continue to get away with killing us, and then the taxpayers got to fund these funds out of their taxpaying dollars for these officers lawful doing and murder.
Exactly.
So we're going to end that like here in Colorado with SB, what is it, 291. We want to end that shit nationwide. Let me check back in the studio. And then we got number four in the open.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. I can hear you now, Lady K.
I still can't hear shit. Good shit. Good shit, fellas.
We can hear you. Unmute the mic, the website.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Oh, Jesse, there's no word shirt because I can't find that store. So you're going to have to share it. I can't find it. Let's see it on YouTube. I don't know where to look. Like a mystery. I don't know where it's showing. And I can't hear the show, so
it's on the front
I'm just going to go ahead and out. Bye. See you later. Chopped it up with you, and this shit is working adequately on my end. Because there's no reason I can't hear it. I can't hear a goddamn thing that's going on. Not a spot. Not a straighter. I'm just going to go ahead and
check that out the room. Okay. Brother Che, what's your weather report for Denver, Colorado, man, for the next week?
For the next week, it's supposed to be pretty nice, except for...
It's like radio silence. Thursday. Like, channel is just...
I'm telling her in the private chat.
Okay. All right. And then on top of it, too.
I told you that if you would read the private messages in the inbox messages, I told you that.
That must have been you. Why did you do that, dude?
Because you can't hear on the StreamYard and it's feedback. You don't know what you're doing, Lady Tay. Otherwise, I will let you run it.
I do know what I'm doing.
No, you're not. No, you don't, cousin.
I always know what I'm doing.
No, you don't. You don't.
Yes, I do. I always know better than you. So I'm just telling you right
now. Okay, Brother Chase, still there?
Yes, I'm here, Shabaka. Sorry. So,
all right.
Number four is we want to end to the open border policy that has been detrimental to Black people.
He always says that
taking resources from our community
until he's put his damn mind.
For those who are 18 years of age and older, the call in number is 516-418-5996. And please call in with your questions, comments, and concerns. This episode will be simulcasted on StreamYard on YouTube and Facebook.
Everybody knows how many times I fix this shit for them. So I don't ever get no...
And then also, too, and the reason being why we were concerned about us instead of the fucking migrants is, and I'm going to say it here on air, fuck the migrants. Migrants, fuck you, okay? It's for the simple fact is you're taking sources away from our damn reparations, and this is why these white folks is up there in Sacramento, Denver, Colorado, any state capital in the U.S. government saying, well, we can't pay reparations, but we got money for the migrants. No, fuck the migrants. Yeah, I said it and approved of the goddamn message. Fuck them motherfuckers. I don't care what happens to them. We cut our goddamn the reparations check. $400 trillion in tangibles. Everything else is bullshit.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
And most definitely, and another thing, it's been coming across my desk, you know, in my chat rooms and on my page and stuff like this, about you white folks that's talking about that we all the same and all this bullshit, and you up there talking about you and your bed wenches and all that. No, to hell with y'all. You see what I'm saying? To hell with y'all with that shit. You know, you're not going to come put that shit up on my fucking wall. I'm talking
right.
about we all the same. No, yeah, because we ain't. And then come bring your lily white asses out here saying about
exactly.
4 months, and I will show you.
And why the sun? Why the hell
yes.
the sun gives life to everything in the solar system, especially
mm-hmm.
on the planet? It gives life to everything, but you. It kills you. It fries y'all motherfuckers up. Why is that?
Yeah, because they got those dead. Yeah, they got reptilian skin, you know, like snakes, you know what I'm saying? And then also, too, a little bit on the ecological part, where they keep dumping all this shit in the ocean as waste and stuff like that. Don't you know you still got a whole lot of unknown sea lives down
yeah,
there?
They've only surveyed like 5% of the oceans.
Right, and then too, and do you know that with them putting that shit in there, that radiation, garbage, and what have you, and petroleum products, which is nothing more than gasoline,
pop out and destroy the Golden Gate Bridge any day now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a very real possibility. You know what I'm saying? Every time I go to Frisco Bay, looking at the Golden Gate, I expect Godzilla to be going, something like it, or some mutant coming down there tearing that motherfucker down. You know what I'm saying? I bet you that teaches the state of California about overcharging for a toll.
I remember when I went out there the first time, when these crackers had jumped in the water and they had got real sick, Shibaku. They got real sick.
Yeah. But yeah, it's because it ain't because see, you got the radiation still coming in from Fukushima, Japan. Okay.
The newcomers, cause they ain't no damn.
I'm talking to you. Jigga said I don't like some of these dirty wetbacks that are here already.
Yeah,
cause
I don't like the
newcomers. They call them newcomers now, not dirty wetbacks.
I don't like the Mexicans because they mess everything up.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, you know, all they got to do, okay, lady check, the only thing, you know, they got to do is cut the check for reparations, $400 trillion in tangibles, and as long as our people are secure, then I don't give a good goddamn about them. But I'm talking about, but these motherfuckers is coming up here, man, talking about what the fuck they doing. Nah, I don't have a problem with them dealing. Huh?
Have a vacation in a black location.
She said we need to have a black vacation in a black location.
Oh, yeah. There's Jamaica and what have you. You know what I'm saying? Parts of the Caribbean. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, when we get our acoustics together, not the acoustics, but our internet connections back together, okay, we will be discussing the foundational Black American, African American issue. Okay,
well,
because
African American Shabaka. You didn't open.
Say what now? We're gonna do what now?
So that was brought to us by. I am somebody.
But I hear people out there saying. Okay, you know, I have a lot of our colleagues and well-wishers out there saying, well, that we were already here and that the transatlantic slave trade did not exist. I know for a fact that it did exist. And then also, too, you know, is that the daughter.
That we were taught. We were taught that these cockazoids were moving millions of our ancestors across the Atlantic. And that's just not true.
Okay, well, we have evidence to the contrary. But I think what had happened was, It might have been a combination of both. Now, this is just a theory, Brother Trey, is that we did circumnavigate the globe, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we know that his brother had already been over here in the 13th century.
Okay, who? Okay, you're talking about Abu Bakari.
Abu Bakari, yep.
Yeah, and Mantimisa's brother, okay, it's because that's why his brother had went on the ocean bound and left Mantimisa, you know, the king of the Songhai Empire, okay? All righty, now, this is will support your... Oh, excuse me, folks, this is what just supports your premise a little bit, Brother Che, is the pyramids in Kemet, and then also too you have similar pyramids down there in South America, near and or around
here in North America. He's definitely going to be court-martialed now.
Hold it. Whoa. Sarge is derelicting duty this morning. Start typing up the court martial. Yeah, type up the court martial papers. Sarge is one of our greatest sparring partners. We need Sarge. You know, he's derelict in duty. Yeah, straight out. You know. Yeah, straight out. Yeah, Sarge is derelict in duty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's straight court-martialed. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now, as I was saying, Brother Che, okay, because it hit back on me, man, many, many years ago, Brother Che, when I was attending college in Southern California, I did take an elective course called the History of Latin America, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And then I believe, okay, when Abu Bakari, and maybe even before then too, that they did, we did circumnavigate the globe, but also too, there's been other doctors who had stated that the Native Americans or what have you are mainly descendant of Asians crossing the Bering Strait.
Oh, you know what? They're finally admitting that they're not even the original people here. They said the original people are black people. They said that they stole the land.
Okay.
And then the Caucasoid came.
Okay.
And stole them. Yeah.
Okay. Now another theory.
Barra did a whole video on it. What was it? Yesterday or the day before yesterday?
Okay. Yeah. See. Yeah. That's what happened, man. Because my communications is down. You know. Okay, all right, and then I have heard of the Twa and Ireland, and then I do remember years ago, over at the city park, there was this dude who was drunk, right, and stated to me, you know, and I believe he was talking about the Twa. But he was drunk, and then him and his other brother had got off into it. And then the other brother was with his wife, and so the dude who was drunk, you know, who was talking about the Irish, about the black leprechauns, as he had put it, you know, they got off into it, and then the one brother's going.
They stole the gold. They killed off the swan.
Yeah. And they were getting ready to fight. So I told the dude, man, look, man, no need to fight you guys. You know, come on. You know, come on. And then once again, Shabaka got into an argument on the Facebook. Yeah, about into it. And I think what I'm going to have to start doing, folks, see, with Shabaka getting old right now, you know what I'm saying, arthritis setting in, is that I'm not going to be arguing with these crackers no more on Facebook, because a lot of it is baited to get your page tore down. You know what I mean?
Where the hell is Joe Gibson?
Joe Gibson, man. I think Joe Gibson, man, is walking a concrete, because you remember he said, man, that he had to go to jail, man, and that he was, that he was fighting a case, driving drunk, or what have you. Yeah, you're right, Lady Chay, and it is an election year. You know? It is an election year.
Call every black person I knew, which was very few, but to spread the word right there way was to not give him no black votes. Not one male,
right.
One black vote.
Right. And then on top of it, if you got old Donald Duck up here doing what he's doing.
So if you know anybody.
Okay. Okay. And then
big picture for all of this. He said the frontline Black News crews we could go on vacation.
What happened? Somebody said we need to go on vacation. They said we need to go on vacation.
So
we got a hater in the chat room that says we need to go on vacation.
No. This lady said was talking about going on Black vacation, and Deacon is in StreamYard, frontline Black News crews. He's cracking up, him and Deacon. He continues about it. They're just having a little joking around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they got a point. Yeah, I need a damn vacation. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, but anyway, moving right along. Okay.
And then you tell everybody you need to take, every black person needs to take a vacation minimum 4 years. That is just the start. You start taking off your shoes and put on your Nike slides, man. And you start to let your hair out. You know what I mean? I mean, you let his hair out.
My hair is out. What are you talking about? I'm walking my baby.
You gotta let your hair out. Brush your nappy beard. His beard was so nappy, y'all.
Okay, well it's windy out here in Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen.
The show, Shabaka. So what are your thoughts on our four demands that we have for the
Democrats? Oh yes, sir. Okay. The thought is $400 trillion in tangibles, number one. Okay. Also two, we need to be, as we said, determine our own self-determination, do for self, and definitely a shout out there to all our well wishes and what have you. Now, another thing what we need to start doing.
Right up. And it started looking cool. Exactly, yeah. This shit was crappy as fucking separated on its own. Taking its own little parts and shit. It's just a lot. And he didn't even let me really get to the other side. He just was only pushing up one side and he's trying not to even laugh. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, and then also too, another thing is that we need to control our own farming and our own food processing as well too.
Right. What's the number you were talking about the other day?
Yeah, because this shit, man, that they call it food, man.
Talking about our own food. What was the name?
Yeah, right.
Thing too is that we need to focus on, you know, producing and shipping, you know, our own food, you know, to the black communities as well too, is because all this shit that they putting in the black community, man, you know, all this GMO modified shit, that's not healthy. You see what I'm saying? And then too, it could be affecting our youth as well too, and what have you.
Younger than me that look older than you, Shabaka.
Yeah, and I'm an old so-and-so, you know what I'm saying? And then also, too, basically what it is as they're speaking in regard to the new African Republic, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's good. That's very good. It's because we simply have to do for ourselves. It's because, as Dr. King said, he led our people into a burning house with integration. He'll say, you know, all our intellectual property rights, all our creativity, our labor, and what have you. And they got money for a fucking place called Ukraine, but they don't want to cut the damn check of $400 trillion in tangibles.
They got money for Israel. They got money for everywhere. But here.
Right. Yeah, exactly. See, now that's the part that kills me. And then these crooked-ass politicians, you know what I'm saying? You know, they all in bed with each other, you know what I mean? And then, and as far as voting is concerned, I am 90% convinced that I will be on the couch, you know what I mean? Because I don't have time for it no more. Yeah. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Because you got Hyde and Biden, and then you got the dump, you know what I'm saying? And then also too, and then we also got to do something about that. These stupid ass movies that they're making over there in Hollywood. You see what I'm saying? You know, because people ain't being paid right. You know, yeah, the people ain't being paid right. And what have you. also too, man, how they keep messing with our algorithms with this social media shit. You know, they want everybody, oh, just download the app. Just download the app. You know what I mean? And these apps, you know, they go on there and they could put malware in it. You know, all kind of crap. Yeah, they could put all kind of crap off into it. You know what I mean?
Set it for move direct connect on Blog Talk.
Okay, say that again now. Yeah. Okay, and we're getting a lot of telemetry and interference. So, you know, see, like with these cell phone towers and stuff like that, they could pre-program this stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. They said they could pre-program this stuff. And then, and just like my laptop is locked up, so, you know, I got to go over here, man, and find me a computer expert, you know, to unlock it, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we need to be controlling that. And then also, too, we have... you know, one of our well-wishers, you know, I was on the phone with the other day, has suggested, you know, that we move over to black social media and what have you, okay? And so we need to find out, you know, what's happening with that.
They on that same, they want to charge you for the shit.
Yeah. So, you know. And it's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we need our own black algorithms and what have you. And then another thing is, too, is this all-inclusive shit.
They're trying to credit it to fucking Al Gore, was, oh, my God, Clinton's vice president.
Right.
The Al from him. And the rhythm is the computer. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And they you know, they could be programming these computers to do any damn thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
And then
of course you got this artificial intelligence, you see, which is extremely dangerous. You see what I mean?
Oh yeah, well they're about to start manufacturing them in Ohio, not Ohio, Oregon. Remember I told you they're gonna open up a plant where they're gonna start producing them.
And then another issue that that we want to discuss that developed recently in the last 3 or 4 days, Brother Trey, that you're well aware of, is that it was in a state either. And the northern, southern part of the U.S., definitely on the East Coast, where there was a state assembly going on. And I guess the sister, you know, who was presiding over it, who was the lieutenant governor, I believe, of Virginia, where she referred to this dude dressed up in woman's clothes as sir, and he gets up and walks out and all this old type of stuff. But I, say that again.
Oh, just a, go ahead.
Yeah, where she walks out or he walks out offended is because this man was not referred to as a lady. So what kind of shit is that? You know what I mean? I mean, it's crazy. Okay, now we keep emphasizing that these individuals have their human right. That was who?
That's the
No, I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
I said that's the Joshua syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Joshua syndrome. Yeah, there you go. And when these men go out here and do this stuff, in my opinion, this is an insult to womanhood as a whole. Okay, now, as we stated before many times, they have the human rights and they have their civil rights, but they don't have the right to sit up here and approach heterosexual people with this modified sexuality, I'm going to call it. You see what I mean? You know, if anything, me personally, I feel sorry for a man, you know, who wants to go out like that, you see. But more so, it is an insult to womanhood as a whole. And we've even had ladies, you know, had said this. You see what I mean? And then also, to another thing that they're trying to force on us is this quote-unquote, you know, integrational shit, okay? And then they don't want to recognize, you know, none of the accomplishments of melanated people. You see what I mean? You know, yeah. And they try to.
They call themselves trying to do that. They only want to recognize
right.
Month of the year. But no, Black History is 366 days a year, and this year is 366 since it's a leap year, and yesterday was leap day. So.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then on top of it as well, too, is that they are trying to say, because I'm reading over material here on Frederick Douglass, and it's a real thick book, so it's going to take me a minute to read it. And then they're going to keep up here calling our people Americans and all that. When do we petition the U.S. government to be American citizens? We didn't. So therefore, it's a force. Yeah, we never did that. We never, on a collective basis, petitioned the U.S. government to be citizens. Now, true enough, we did build the country, okay?
But like I said, we were already here. And even these so-called Native Americans are admitting that now.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Claude Anderson had been told us that.
Right.
Those were the original people over here, and those were black people.
Yeah, well, we were the original people of the world then, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
okay, and then.
We're not regulated to just one landmass. We're all over the fucking world.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like when you look at Brazil, okay. Number one, when you look at Brazil, okay, which is due west of Southwest Africa.
In the world.
Yeah. And then on top of it as well, too, you know, they come, you know, exploit and extort our resources. Is he claiming it, you know, as theirs? You see what I mean? And we're supposed to be.
Everywhere they go, that's what they do.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then to mention the fact that they don't want us.
Yeah, this is not hatred. This is the goddamn truth.
Yeah, exactly. You see? And if they don't dig it, I really don't give a good goddamn, okay? Because the reason being is you're not going to sit up here and degrade our people. Then you're making these stupid-ass jigaboo movies over there, you know, how far is Los Angeles from this raggedy motherfucker that I'm in? 300 miles, okay? Then they come up here thinking that...
Colorado,
yeah.
So it's the
distance of Colorado. Yeah, exactly. You see, and then on top of it as well too, you see, is that you got to look at, and then you know you got to look at too, is that how the Spaniards had taken out, and the Spanish and the Portuguese have taken out.
Our history goes back further. Just in North America, in the first colonies, to 1526. Mm-hmm. That's when the Spanish brought the first African slaves over here.
Right, okay. Because I do know that the dude looking for the Fountain of Youth, Ponce de Leon, he was down there in Florida, okay.
Yeah.
And then also, too, you had Cortez that came out here westbound in the 1500s as well, too, through Arizona and Southern California as well, too.
Yeah,
so then that there would be, huh?
He came through the Southwest.
Right, yeah, which would be Arizona, New Mexico, and Southern California. And Southern Nevada as well, too, and what have you, you see. And then on top of it as well, too, is that you had the Catholic Church had set up all these missions all up and down.
Everything, fort this, fort that, fort this, fort that, saying this, saying
that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah. Because San is in the masculine sense and Santa is in the feminine sense, you see.
Yep.
Like San Francisco, where was his name? Francis Drake had came through there in the 1540s, okay, you know, from the British Empire. All right. Mm-hmm. And then I remember in about 20 years ago, they was talking about on the local news up there trying to figure out exactly in San Francisco Bay where did Drake land at. You see what I mean? And then, of course, you had Frederick Douglass who had came out of here.
Wasn't San Francisco, before it became what it is now, wasn't it just a bunch of sand dunes, like a bunch of big-ass sand dunes?
Okay, that there was off in the Oakland area, but San Francisco was a bunch of hills. You see what I'm saying? Because San Francisco sits on hills, but when you got off into Oakland, where they had, and I think one of our colleagues, Sister Bianca, had mentioned that the Ohlone, O-H-L-O-N-E, okay, which was an indigenous nation, was over there, you know, as well, too, is because they do have a place called Ohlone College. You see what I mean? Over there.
The Ohlone is like, they're dark like the, I'm trying to think of a dark Indian tribe, like the Osage and the Navajo.
Right, they're all out here in the West. Yeah, because the Osage, I believe, were there in the Oklahoma area, and the Chickasaw, I believe, was over there as well, too. Okay, and then in California, you had the Modoc up in the northeastern part of the state, and they killed them all off, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they killed them all off. And then, of course, you know, the first form of biochemical warfare is where the Europeans had came over here with smallpox, you know, giving the indigenous people blankets laced with smallpox.
Mississippi, Chewbacca, the Powhatans, or what are they called? They're like jet black, like they're darker than Blackfoot natives.
Okay, you're talking, okay, because you got the Blackfoot way up in Montana, but then again, when Thomas Jefferson had signed into law the Indian Removal Act, of where he was taking all the indigenous people off the lands of, like, Tennessee, Kentucky, the Carolinas, I believe, Mississippi.
Alabama.
Yeah, and it was moving them all, west. Yeah, and he was moving them all west, you see. And then, of course, then the conquistadors came, then the British came.
You know why he started moving them further west? Because the Seminoles was whooping Andrew Jackson's army's ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, down there in Florida and what have you. And then Osceola, as we stated before, you know, when the Union soldiers had came down there, looking for runaway slaves, you know, they had came down there. Okay, say that again.
Runaway slave.
Okay, and then the chief of the Seminoles had did tell them that, look, if you don't get your ass out of here, you know, looking for black folks down here, we're going to throw you to these damn alligators because they got some critters for you down in them swamp lands, you know what I mean? And I just find it very, very offensive you know, that white people is going to tell us of how we should feel about that. Then you're going to tell us about some fuck boys in Greece and some other ones over there in Rome and all that old type of shit. And we're supposed to sit up there and idolize that bullshit, but we're supposed to sit and hate on our own people, you see. So, you
right,
know,
so
this is why we say, yeah.
Yeah, so we're winding down, so almost time for closing.
Okay.
You want to elaborate further on what we are demanding from the two parties before we get to the closing?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're demanding $400 trillion in tangibles. Tangibles are something that you could see, that you could touch, that you could feel. Land is tangibles, okay? Industrial equipment is tangibles, okay? Learning institutions is something tangible. And I saw something very, very interesting on a TV show Shark Tank.
Higher learning institutions. No. It's about this. Because that's that trick bag that them Democrats try to use on us. Talking about, oh, we give you free education and free housing and this and that. No. First things first, the cash, the check. Cut the goddamn check. You said $400 trillion. Then you can add
$400 trillion in tangibles.
But first things first, cash first, direct cash payments.
Right.
This is not a free for all. You're eligible. No. So you're a colonizer. We are
right.
Ours.
Exactly.
And all the rest of y'all in the diaspora, you sue your colonizer if you're colonizer. Colonizer is the British, you sue them. If you're colonized,
right.
The Spanish, you sue them, and so on and so forth.
Right. So, same thing with the Portuguese, same thing with the Dutch, same thing with the French. You see what I'm saying? Same thing with the Germans is because look what Germany did in 1884, you know, the Berlin Conference. I mean, how the fuck they're going to sit up there and they're going to partition, you know, the continent of Aquitaine or Africa or what have you. But I'm speaking of that continent that is due east of South America, that is due south of Europe, that is due west of Asia.
Stationary and rooted to the earth. All the other places
right.
Around that continent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then also, too, to prove that the transatlantic slave trade did exist is that there was a group of sisters down there in the Caribbean. And what they're doing is that they're divers by trade and they're students. And what they're doing is swimming on the bottom of the Caribbean, getting the remnants, you know, of the slave ships, number one. Two is that they're putting statues underwater of all the slaves that perished on the transatlantic, on the journey.
I'm
sorry, say that again.
You said they're putting statues or there were already statues there?
No, what it is that they're skin diving like in the Bahamas. And what they're doing is that they're recovering artifacts from the slave ships. And then what they have done is that over the years, you know, the nations like Barbados and what have you, where Rihanna's from, I think Jamaica got off into it a little bit. And they're putting statues, or they had made statues over there about the last 100 years of where, you know, that they're putting them down there, you know, on the seafloor, showing that this is the path where a lot of the slaves were thrown overboard, you see, and the sharks used to swim behind the slave ships is because it was good eating, if you know what I mean. You see,
oh, yeah.
and then of course you did from research that I've done is that you had a lot of slaves, you know, who had put themselves overboard too, as opposed to be off in bondage. You see what I mean? You even had slaves who backed themselves up into the waters off the coast of North Carolina. You see what I'm saying? You know, and down there in the islands that's off the Atlantic coast as well too. So this all-inclusive shit, you know, benefits everybody else except us. You see what I mean? And I don't understand why these Democrats, you know, don't want to face the horrors of the past of the United States towards African peoples. You see what I'm saying? And then they owe a debt, you know what I mean? And then also to these smart-ass Kens and Karens, you know, instead of getting into arguments with them on Facebook, delete and block their funky asses, you know. It's because I had some fool tell me, you know, on a post in regard to Muhammad Ali, is that that he should have went to the war in Vietnam. Well, after all... Yeah. And, you know, and they'll sit up there and call that man a coward. And the only thing I tell him is go get in a ring with him, and I bet you'll make a coward out of you. You know.
Well, we're about to go on overtime, Shabaka, so we should start making our closings.
Yes, sir. Okay, and the closing comments for me is that here in our Las Vegas studios, we're having technical difficulties that we're going to try to resolve over the weekend, you know what I mean? So when for Tuesday night, we hope to have them resolved, but we got to go through a lot of headaches with it, you know what I'm saying? Got to go through a lot of headaches, and so what I'm going to do is take this component, you know, over to you know, a techie today, and hopefully we can get this issue resolved, you know, and what have you. And so that is my closing comment right there on that. And appreciate everybody for tuning in, you know, and check us out on Frontline Black News. Go to our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, that's, you know, to see, you know, our past episodes. Yeah. You know, on StreamYard and what have you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Shabaka, yeah. Ladies, are you back with us? I could give your closing on Blog Talk. Lady K. Oh, she's muted. I can't unmute the mic. Okay. Well, I will make my closing. On me, she's probably busy doing something. Thank y'all for tuning into this Grand Risings with Shabaka and Chase, season 8, episode 14 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And we had an open mic discussion on these crazy political times. And we are demanding, as Shabaka has so eloquently, our rightfully due and owed reparations in the form of cash. Direct cash payments, lineage base, $400 trillion for past, present, and future atrocities that have been brought against our people and continue to be brought against our people. So, it's a season, Black family, and we're going to continue to do something tangible for a vote. Oh, there's Lady Chay. Lady Chay, would you like to give your closing?
Yeah, pretty much everybody just listen to Grand Rising with Shabaka and the Chase. This is fun. I lost my mouse for a second and I found it, so everything's all good. See y'all later for Frontline Black News. And I'll probably do the revolution because they're trying to talk to Chelsea about it afterwards. So let's see. I'm just saying, that's too dangerous and too colonizer.
Yes, thank you. And when is that RBA coming?
Man, I'll talk to you about it after you get off the show.
We'll tell the people so they know what to look for.
After Jesse gets off the show,
we'll
talk about it. And maybe
you'll
bring his ass over here so we can do it together.
Okay, so do we have a rough time frame? Sometime this afternoon.
Whenever you bring your ass over.
This evening. Just be on the lookout, y'all, for the new RBA. Okay, thank you, Lady K. Yeah, so again, thank y'all for tuning in to Grand Rises with Shabaka and the Chain, season 8, episode 14 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm your host, Chain Kuma, Jesse Harris. And we will be dropping Frontline Black News tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Mountain, 11 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. in the, or 12 a.m. in the East. So, continue to manifest potential before you vote, Black family. It's election season. We gotta hold the line. We gotta double down. And it's tangibles or no vote. It's the couch 2024 if we don't get no tangibles. And that goes for the local, state, and federal level. So,
exactly.
Stay dangerous, stay empowered, and keep your heads on the swivel. We are at war, Black family, and it's time we start waging back. So we're going to go out with Ship Ahoy. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you like and subscribe to all
right.
our platforms. Frontline Black News on YouTube and Facebook. The Revolutionary Agenda on YouTube and Facebook. It's Shabaka Experience Enhanced on Facebook and Twitter, now X. So peace, love, light, reparations and separations, and Black empowerment. We will see y'all later for the RBA. Peace. So, and the air date of this March 1st, 2024.
Ship ahoy, yeah.
Ship ahoy.
So many fish in the sea.